We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnell here. It's Eagles 360. We come your way on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official app. Time now for the Santander Legend of the Week. And I think he's a legend, and I certainly admire his career path. Enjoyed a wonderful NFL career, was not drafted into the NFL, played at Boise State, and has made himself into a huge success story. We are joined by former Eagles safety Quinton Michael. Quinton, how are you on this fine day?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Doing great. Beautiful day out. Just enjoying the sun.
What is Quinton Michael doing these days?
Really these days I'm just kind of hanging at home, taking care of the kids and helping out around the house. My wife is about to open a cryotherapy spa out here in Voorhees. So helping a little bit with that, but that's mostly her thing. So just really enjoying life, coaching my son's football team and having a good time.
Nice. Quinton, as Dave said, you came into the league as an undrafted free agent. That's not an easy thing to do. What kind of mindset does that take?
Yeah, it's very tough. You have to really come in, kind of motivated, almost with a chip on your shoulder. A lot of times when guys are undrafted, they feel that they should have been drafted, and I certainly felt that I should have been drafted, and so I kind of came into camp with a purpose. I came in with the idea that I wasn't going to be turned away. I was going to do everything it took for me to stay here, and so I played a lot of angry football, especially early on, and really throughout my career, but especially early on, just played a lot of angry football and just tried to be the best that I could be every time I came out there.
Quinton, did you feel that once you stepped onto the field at training camp that it didn't matter that you weren't drafted, that everybody kind of had that equal opportunity to impress the coaches?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my situation when I came in was it was actually a pretty good situation. That Brian Dawkins was here the year before they had drafted Mike Lewis. And then after that, there wasn't really any solidified people. So I had the best opportunity to make the team out of any of the other places that were trying to bring me in. And so I honestly felt from day one that if I played my best football and I did everything that was asked of me, that I would definitely get a chance. And they told me that going in. They said, don't when you go into practice, don't count the numbers, don't count who's in front of you. Don't worry about any of that stuff. Just worry about yourself and worry about how you play the game, and then the rest will take care of itself. So,
well, Quinton, you became a regular. You became a Pro Bowler. You had a lengthy career. Here's a question I bet you've never been asked. What impact did Brian Dawkins have on you early in your career?
Well, I mean, a tremendous impact. I mean, anytime you talk about a future Hall of, at that time, a future Hall of Famer, a guy that carried himself on and off the field with so much integrity and played the game with so much fire and desire. Anytime you get a chance to emulate that person and you get to see them every day, day in and day out, and just sit there and watch and learn from them, and that was a tremendous effect. It had a tremendous effect on not only me but our entire team. I mean, the way he played the game, it didn't just happen in the secondary or the defense. It really filtered throughout the entire team. And that was a beautiful thing to be a part of.
2005, the Eagles hosting the San Diego Chargers at Lincoln Financial Field. Things did not look promising. They line up for a field goal. You block it. Matt Ware returns it for a touchdown. We just came off a miracle win on Sunday against the Giants here, a 61-yard field goal. That game also would fall into the category of miracle win. What are your memories of that game?
Yeah, that was a fun game. I mean, I felt like even though it wasn't looking too good, I just always felt that we were going to win that game. Coming into the game, the way the flow of the game, we were making plays, they were making plays, and I just remember right before that last field goal block, I remember telling Coach Harbaugh, I said, "I can get it, Coach, I can get it. Just let me go. Because the entire game, the wing on that side, he kept getting really wide, and we hadn't rushed on that side during the game. And so I was like, "Coach, just let me." And give him his credit, Coach Harbaugh. He believed in me. He called the rush on the right side, it opened up. It was just a beautiful sight, and I jumped through and blocked the field goal, and Matt took care of the rest, man. And I'll never forget that feeling. Just feeling like I helped the team win. It was like one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in my life. So it was definitely a beautiful thing.
Quinton, I want to ask you a question about the current team now. They have a lot of rookies, young guys in the secondary, some of them kind of forced start because of injuries. What's the toughest adjustment? What's the biggest thing that a young player, young starter like that has to know, has to learn?
You know, there's a couple things that are tough for young guys in the secondary. You know, a lot of times you can see, and I haven't seen it too much with these young guys, but the game, there's a lot of ups and downs in the game, especially in the secondary. You'll make a big play, and then you might give up a play. So there's a lot of ups and downs. So the toughest thing for a guy that's young, that especially if they had a whole lot of success in college, is to be able to weather the storm, to be able to bounce back if you make a bad play, or if you make a good play, be able to come back and make another play again. So I think that's probably one of the hardest things, the mental part. I mean, most of those guys, you know, they're athletic, they're fast enough, they have the talent, they have good size. It's the mental part of the game that's the biggest adjustment. And so far, I've seen really good things from the young guys. I mean, I saw Rasul Douglas make that interception on Brandon Marshall. You know, that was a beautiful play, and a lot of rookies don't make that play. And so they might jump up there and just knock it down because they're just kind of worried about where the receiver's at. But he went up there and made the play, got the interception. So that was a beautiful thing to see. And I've been seeing a lot of these young guys. I mean, they're stepping up. They're making plays when they need to. Even if they have a bad play, they still stay with it. They come back and they make the play the next time. So I'm really happy to see the way these guys are playing right now.
Quinn, I think last question here, that it's very interesting to see this weekend. The Eagles go to Los Angeles to play the Chargers. The expectation is that the StubHub Center will be filled with Eagles fans. And I know after Philadelphia, you played in, I guess, St. Louis, Carolina. Your thoughts on Eagles fans? Obviously, you stayed in the area, and we applaud you for that. Eagles fans and what they believe in and what they mean to a player who's on the Eagles roster.
Man, I was fortunate enough to play in two other cities. Philadelphia is by far has the best fans. I mean, they're the craziest, but they when they support you, they come out and they support you. I mean, they travel well. Every time we played on the West Coast, every time we played, you know, in Seattle or Kansas City or, you know, San Diego, back when they were in San Diego, the Chargers were, we always had a ton of fans, a ton of followings. I remember my first Monday night game down in Miami, and it was a late game, but I just remember going down and seeing so many fans in the stands. And I remember my dad saying he had come down to the game, and he had went out and he was kind of hanging around the city, and he was shocked at how many Eagles fans were there. And that's just, it's a beautiful thing because you have that support, and especially on the road, it makes such a big difference to the guys and to the players to have the fans out there supporting them, you know, cheering them on. And it really, it gives you energy. And so, you know, our fans, the Eagles fans are the greatest on earth. They do get a little rowdy and crazy, but we love that. I mean, that's what this city's all about. And I truly appreciate it as players, and I'm sure that the players that are currently on the team truly appreciate that too.
Quinn, Michael, we thank you so much. Great to hear from you. Glad things are going so well, and we will see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Quinn Michael, our Santander Legend of the Week.